It's that time again. Hello and welcome to another midweek message. 9 degrees C, 48 Fahrenheit, 69%. So things are drying up a little bit. 10, 12 millibars on the barometer. And the wind, as usual, quite breezy from the west. We've had a lot of wind lately. How are you? Hope you're keeping well. Not too bad this end, waiting for the summer. Got the tomato plants out far too early. We're having very cold nights and very cold winds. I've put the runner bean seeds in as well, far too early again. I don't know, I'm impatient. Every time we get to this sort of time of year, spring, early summer, whatever it's called, I'd call it winter myself, I get impatient. I want to get things done. Enough about gardening. This isn't gardener's question time, is it? Thank you for all your messages and emails about last Sunday's episode. The chat with Nurse Diane, the interview, went down very well, it seems. Thanks to Ian, Barbara, Brian, Jenny. I won't go through the whole list, but I have answered everyone's emails, so thank you. The general consensus seems to be that everyone enjoyed it and they want more chats like that. Trouble is, I've got to find people to chat with. Colin in Spain, he just says, chat with anyone, anyone. I've tried that, Colin. People won't chat. They don't like to go anywhere near a microphone. Colin also says, have you people all around the world listening? He's a newcomer. So, yeah, welcome to the podcast, Colin. Yes, there's, just briefly, Bob in Washington, Bob in California, Rob Australia, Rob Holland, Catherine, Pennsylvania, Dawn, Washington State, Brent, Mexico, Joe, Maryland, Ian, Australia, it goes on and on, Barbara, North Michigan, Cody, Portland, Jim, Vancouver, Warren in Winnipeg, Canada, on and on, Gail, Cape Breton, Canada, Shelley, Ontario, people from all around the world. Susan in Germany, haven't heard from you for a while, hope you're okay. Sorry if I've not read your name out. I've got a list here. When people email me and they'll say, oh, it's raining here or it's really hot here, I quickly check my list to see where they are in the world. So there are a lot more on the list. Apologies, I can't mention them all. Went to a pub Saturday, was it Saturday night, to see a live band? The pub was called The Lamb. It's been called The Lamb for the last 300 years. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? It's now called The Park View. Why is it called the Park View? Because if you look out of the window, you can see the park over the road. Who dreamed that up? I mean, for goodness sake, is that it? Is that the extent of their imagination? Is that the best they can come up with? Why not call it the Road View? Because you can see the road, you know? The Sky View. Mental. Everyone knows it as the Lamb, and it's going to stay as the Lamb in my mind. Talking of pubs, many, many years ago, decades ago even, friend of mine came into the pub one evening. He said, I've written a song. And we're all looking at him. Oh, wow. Excellent. Well done. And he said, I've got the lyrics here. I've written it all out. And he started reading these lyrics. He said, I've called it Industrial Disease. And I thought, hang on, I've heard that somewhere before. Someone else looked at me while he was reading out the lyrics. Someone's frowning at me and, yeah, we've heard this before. And someone else popped up. That's Industrial Disease by Dire Straits. And this chap said, no, I've only just written this. People were saying you've copied it. It's Dire Straits, word for word, Industrial Disease. You've written down the lyrics. Oh, no, no, I've never heard of the song. I must have perhaps heard it subconsciously, mentally, made a note of the lyrics. Idiot, total idiot. You can't go into a pub and say I've written this when everyone knows the song. I mean, for goodness sake. Right, let's move on from idiots, which isn't easy these days because there's so many of them around. It's truth, it's getting windy out there, it's getting worse. Just had a Met Office email thing again, here we go. Vast wall of heat set to engulf UK. Oh, that sounds interesting, a vast wall of heat. Although the Met Office say temperatures will be about the seasonal average. Well, it's either going to be the seasonal average or a vast wall of heat. Which is it? Marion, nice to hear from you. Your email has just this minute arrived, just this second. Had a quick look at it. You're a nurse in the UK and you say you are so busy you don't get time for a drink of water. You don't get a coffee break and very often you miss your lunch break because there aren't enough staff And you can't just walk away. You can't walk off and leave patients on their own when they need your help. So you don't even have time for a drink, a cup of coffee or anything, let alone lunch. Well, what sort of working conditions? I mean, it's hopeless, isn't it? That's not good at all. You at least need to have a drink, if not your lunch. Jane, hello to you. You're in California. I didn't read your name out, did I, on the list? You're asking what books we had at school when I was sort of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I like the way you put that. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Janet and John books. We learnt to read on the Janet and John books. Who remembers those? Look, Janet, look. Come, John, come. I remember reading those. They did help me, actually. I liked the Janet and John books. Ladybird books I had when I was young. I think they're still going. The Ladybird books, they were nice. And I Spy books, I Spy with My Little Eye type books. Who remembers those? We'd be driving along out in the country, going on a family picnic, looking out of the window because I'd have my I Spy farm animals book or something like that, some such title. And I'm looking out for sheep and bulls and cows and chickens and goodness knows what else. And then you tick them off in your book. And I think you can get a badge or a certificate or a prize or something if you spot everything in the book. I found that I could only tick off a quarter, if that, of the things in various books. There were all sorts of I spy this, I spy that. And I'd never had any luck. I don't think I ever completed an I Spy book. I think they were fixed. They were impossible to complete. But yes, that's what we had. The main reading books at school were Janet and John. I remember reading those from an early age. Talking of school, that brings me on nicely to Adam. Hello, Adam, your email. Adam was a bit like me, hated school. Pretended to be ill Monday morning. I'd already go to school. Oh, I've got stomachache. One Monday morning, he was complaining to his mother, I can't go to school. I've got terrible pain. I've got stomachache. No, you haven't. Off you go to school. He was forced to go to school, as I was, Adam. I remember those days, forced to go to school, even though I was pretending to be ill. Adam's mother got a phone call from the school later that morning. We've called an ambulance. Adam's going to hospital. What's going on? His mother was, you know, obviously beside herself. What is going on? Appendicitis. That's what it turned out to be. He was rushed to hospital, had his appendix out. And of course, after that, I like that, Adam, that's good. After that, whenever he said, oh, I don't think I feel too good. Are you all right, dear? Do you want the day off? I think you better have a day off. Have a week off. He said, would I play on that? I don't know. Of course not, Adam. You wouldn't play on that, would you? Anyway, quite a good story that. For once, you were seriously ill. Thanks for that, Adam. Love it. Edith, nice to hear from you. Thank you for your email. You're saying, can you chat to any nurses that were actually in nursing in the 50s? Now, here's the thing, Edith. They're going to be pretty old now, aren't they? Say they were 20 then. What are they going to be now? Kind of in their 90s? I don't know of any nurses that were actually... That would be interesting, chatting to a nurse who was actually in hospital wards in the 50s. That would be interesting, Edith. I don't... Actually, Trish the other day said there is one nurse we know. She was in the 60s nursing. I don't know whether she'd want to chat. Anyway, thanks for your email, Edith. And other people have said a motor mechanic. I think I mentioned that, didn't I, the other week? Someone that was working on cars in the 50s, the difference between cars then and now, the engines and everything. That would be interesting. Anyone that's worked in whatever profession or trade in the 50s, obviously we can't go back too far because I'll be chatting to people that are now 120. I don't think that would work somehow. If you have any ideas or want to say anything, raiserants@protonmail.com. Raiserants, all one word, @protonmail.com. One other book I remember from the good old days was Chicken Licken. He believed the sky was falling down and the world was going to end when an acorn fell on his head. Do you remember that? He decides to go and tell the king, and along the way he met a lot of people, a lot of his friends. Well, not people, you know, animals. Chicken Licken, I like that story. Accents, do you remember I was talking about accents the other day? A lot of emails about that, encouraging me to record people with different accents. I will. I need to find some people, Irishmen, Scotsmen, Welshmen, people from Birmingham. I'll have to get out and about. Oh, my niece once said, when I said, I keep getting a cold. I was getting colds and coughs and things in the winter. She said, you need to get out more, Ray. In other words, get out and meet people and mix and become immune, build up my immune system rather than being a recluse hiding in my high-tech studio. You need to get out more, Ray. I don't know. Oh, here we go. We've got dinging and all sorts going on now. I think that's enough for now. We've got sunshine at the moment. We've got rain expected this afternoon. Not to worry, I'm in here in the warm. It really is windy, though. Thank you once again for your response to the Nurse Diane interview or chat or whatever we're calling it. I put quite a lot of effort into that, as did Diane. We arranged everything. I set up the microphones and we had our lists of bits of paper of what questions we were doing and different things. So I'm glad it went well. I'm glad that a lot of you appreciated that. Lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much. Behave yourselves. Do exactly what I wouldn't do and enjoy life. I shall see you on Sunday. Bye-bye for now.